ZLK Mobile.
For ZLK, this is KR4 AAE. How are you doing, Shane?
I'm doing well. I hope you are. Nice to hear you today.
I'm doing better than I deserve to be. It's been a hectic 4 days, and I'm ready for a little R&R if I can ever find some.
You kind of have to force it on yourself. We get so busy. I can't really complain. I took Thursday and Friday off, and then our granddaughter came over yesterday, and we kept her overnight. I did work today, though. We didn't have any loads go out Friday night because of the weather, so they sent them all out today. Some last night, maybe. I think a couple, but the rest of them out this morning. So I took a quick trip down to Atlanta and back.
Sounds a little more relaxing than my weekend. I packed up my mom and moved her up here and came through all that wonderful winter weather. It wasn't bad, but just a, you know how moving goes. Next stressful thing to a heart attack, I think.
Fan of moving. How far did you have to bring her? Where was she?
Down in Augusta, Georgia, where I grew up. So it was roughly 2.5. And we had already downsized a lot, so it was fairly easy, just the good old stresses of packing up and moving.
Get through the weather and didn't get caught in traffic. Now, will your mom be living with you?
Negative. She's got an apartment where I used to live, and I told her, I said, Mom, if I were single, I would still live in this apartment because I like it, and that's how much I like it.
She's still able to take care of herself. Still be pretty independent, but closer to family. That's always good as well.
Affirmative. I'm on the way back to my house, and I know she's my mother, and she still likes her independence because she said, son, get out of my house now. Okay, I'll see you. Bye.
It could be worse. She could come over and not want to leave. I guess that'd be more the mother-in-law, though, wouldn't it?
Would. However, I am very fortunate that I like my in-laws, and my in-laws are very easy to get along with, which I'm very blessed to have.
Blessing. Mine were easy to get along with as well. My mother-in-law ended up getting dementia. It was a very, very slow process, so we took care of her for a lot of time, about 16 years, and she lived with us for the last 4. That was difficult at times, but especially for my wife.
Affirmative. I can agree with you on that. I do a lot of work with the Alzheimer's Association to raise money for Alzheimer's and dementia patients, things like that, and raise the awareness. So I'm not directly affected with it. However, I do know lots of people who have suffered from dementia and Alzheimer's. So I know it's sad and it's tough on everybody.
Thing for sure. But a lot of people go through it. We're not the only ones.
Just out of curiosity, how was your granddaughter? Did she enjoy seeing some of the snow and ice, I take it?
This is my youngest son's daughter. She's 3, and she loved the snow. Her and her dad built a snowman when they first came over, and then her parents went out, and we ended up keeping her overnight. And I took her, she didn't go sledding, you know, down the hill, but she sat in a sled, and I pulled her around the yard, and she loved that. And Beth said my wife said they went out today and built a drip castle, a snow drip castle. I guess the ice was melting enough where they could hold it up and let it run out of their hands. So she loved playing in it. She didn't want to come in. And her hands, she had these little mittens on that were wet. But she, you know how cold that is, but she did not want to stop playing.
That's awesome. I got a 4-year-old, and let me tell you what, you think three is fun, wait till you get to four. Four will be so much more fun. Still more vocal, and then you start to see their personalities. And nine starts to negotiate, like she's negotiating a $20 million deal. And I'm like, oh boy, this is going to be interesting when she gets older.
Quick and very smart, that's for sure. And they notice everything.
They do, and I didn't realize my mannerisms are rubbing off on her. I was like, where did you learn that from? I said, okay, that came from me. I'm like, all right, you got to change something up about this one.
Always watching when the little ones are around.
Affirmative. Well, Shane, I got to get running here. I'm almost to my next destination, but it was good talking to you. So 73's to you on your final. This is KR4AAE.
Thanks for the call, and nice to hear you today. Hope you have a wonderful day and the rest of your weekend. KR4AAE from N4ZLK, 73.